Well, scouts on the second day of the spring wheat tour found the average yield about 2 bushel per acre less than a year ago at 45 bushels per acre. The two-day average right now sitting at 46.9 bushels per acre. Arthur Company's wheat breeder, Maury Rugg, saw a very diverse crop on his leg of the tour.
The crop in the west actually looks really, really pretty nice. I think a lot of producers in the, out kind of west are a little quieter than normal, which is a good thing. And I think the further east you go, you kind of run into more maybe challenging conditions. Early on, we had the heat that pushed the really, the early planted stuff. The later planted stuff looks better. We'll see how this, kind of week with the heat, turns out.
And what is most notable about the wheat crop is the impact of how late some of it got planted and how spotty the rains have been.
There's a lot of variability. Yeah, I drove by some fields today that they haven't even headed yet. And then there's some stuff that's maybe 10 days, 2 weeks out. Yep. So, you're looking at 5 to 6 weeks out to, 10 days to 2 weeks. Yep. I think overall, I think it's going to be, a pretty average crop when you start looking across the whole state. Maybe the top end's been taken off out in the east, but out west, they're maybe picking up a couple of bushels. So, yeah, I think it's going to be overall, it should be a good crop.